Each of the different integral types in C have an unsigned version. They're signed, if you just use them like int, is the same as signed int. The only exception to that is char. Whether a char is signed or unsigned depends on the platform, but usually you just don't worry about that. Anyway, if you put an unsigned in front of any of the other types, unsigned int, unsigned long, unsigned short, well, that makes it so that the most significant bit is not used as a signed bit. Therefore, you have one more bit that you can use for your value. So your numbers can go between 0 and 2 to the appropriate power. So, for example, if you have a short, which is 16 bits, then you can go to 2 to the 16th minus 1 as your maximum and 0 as your minimum. So basically, it's just taking those numbers that the signed integers comprised and just moving it up to where the smallest one is 0 and the largest one is the one I just mentioned. You saw earlier in a previous chapter the term size t. Well, size t is defined to be an unsigned integer type, usually unsigned int. And we're going to learn in a minute how we can actually define a new type name like this. But size t is that thing that is used to hold things like array indices or anything that's a size type of thing.